The November Garden, Embracing the Seasonal Lull. As gardeners across the country tuck their plots in for a long winter's nap, we explore the art of November gardening by Amanda MacArthur. Ah, November. The month when the Earth's axial tilt starts playing tricks on us gardeners. Did you know that during this time, the Northern Hemisphere is tilting away from the sun at its maximum angle of about 23.5 degrees? This cosmic dance is the reason why we're dealing with shorter days, longer nights, and a whole lot of what do I do with my garden now questions. As the sunlight dwindles, we're losing about 2 minutes of daylight per day in November. Our plants are going through some pretty dramatic changes. They're not just losing leaves for the fun of it. They're actually responding to complex chemical signals triggered by these shorter days. It's like nature's own version of the great slowdown. But while things might seem quiet above ground, there's a whole party happening in the soil. As temperatures drop, soil microbes are working overtime, breaking down all those fallen leaves and other organic matter. It's like they're cooking up a feast for next spring's growth. Talk about planning ahead! So, as we navigate this tricky transitional time, let's dive into what we can do to work with nature's rhythms and maybe even outsmart them a little. After all, gardening in November is all about embracing the change and maybe having a chuckle or two at Mother Nature's quirky sense of timing. The Great American Weather Roulette. Now, before we dig in, let's address the elephant-sized weather map in the room. November in the U.S. is about as predictable as a cat's mood after its nap. Down in Florida, folks might still be working on their tomato tans, while up in Minnesota, gardeners are probably considering sending their plants to hibernate with the bears. So, as we go through this list of November garden activities, remember, your mileage may vary. If something sounds about as appropriate for your climate as a cactus in Seattle, feel free to skip it. We're all about that flexible gardening life here. Cleaning up, but not too much. First things first, let's talk about the great fall cleanup. You know, that time when you look at your garden and think, did a leaf tornado hit this place? But here's a little secret. You don't have to go full Marie Kondo on your garden. Sure, rake up those leaves from your lawn, unless you're going for that avant-garde leaf carpet look. But in your flower beds, leave some of that leafy goodness. It's like a cozy blanket for your soil and all the critters that call it home. Plus, it'll break down over time, giving you some of that black gold we gardeners call compost. It's nature's way of saying, hey, thanks for being lazy. Plant now, thank yourself later. November is like nature's last call for planting in many areas. It's your chance to get those spring-blooming bulbs in the ground. Think tulips, daffodils, crocuses, all those flowers that make you feel like you've won the lottery when they pop up after a long winter. And for our friends in the warmer parts of the country, November is prime time for cool season veggies. Kale, spinach, carrots, basically. All the stuff your health nut cousin puts in their smoothies. Plant them now, and you'll be the smug one come spring when you're harvesting fresh veggies while others are just starting to plant. Mulch ado, about nothing. Mulching in November is like giving your garden a nice, warm hug before winter hits. It helps regulate soil temperature, retain moisture, and suppress those pesky weeds that think your garden is their personal spring break destination. But remember, mulching isn't an exact science. Too little, and you're not doing much good. Too much, and you're essentially suffocating your plants. Aim for about 2 to 3 inches deep and keep it away from direct contact with plant stems and tree trunks. Think of it as respecting plant personal space. Prune with prudence. November can be a good time for pruning in many areas, but let's approach this with the caution of a squirrel crossing a busy street. The goal is to remove dead, diseased, or crossed branches, not to give your shrubs a buzz cut. For most deciduous trees and shrubs, wait until they're fully dormant. If you're in a warmer climate, you might need to hold off a bit longer. And please, for the love of all things green, put down the pruners when it comes to spring flowering shrubs like lilacs or azaleas. Unless you want to cut off next year's blooms and spend spring explaining to your neighbors why your usually spectacular lilac looks like a sad, flowerless stick. Winterize your watering system. If you live somewhere where the word frost is more than just the name of that poet you vaguely remember from high school, it's time to winterize your irrigation system. Drain those pipes, insulate outdoor faucets, and generally prepare as if the Ice Queen from that Disney movie is coming to visit. For our southern friends, this might not be necessary. But hey, it's a good time to check for leaks or make repairs. Consider it a spa day for your sprinklers. Plan and dream. November is the perfect time to reflect on the past growing season and plan for the next. What worked? What didn't? What new plant do you want to try that will either become your new garden superstar or a spectacular failure that you'll laugh about for years to come? Curl up with a stack of seed catalogs. Yes, they still exist, and yes, they're still magical. A hot beverage of your choice, and let your imagination run wild. Want to try growing pineapples in Pennsylvania? Go for it! Dreaming of a meditation garden filled with plants that are all slightly different shades of green? Why not? November is for garden dreaming, and no dream is too big or too weird. Don't forget the wildlife. As things start to quiet down in the garden, remember our feathered and furry friends. Leave some seed heads on flowers for the birds. Maybe set up a feeding station if that's your thing. Just remember, if you start feeding them, you're basically running a wildlife bed and breakfast now. Those little freeloaders will expect service all winter. Embrace the lull. Finally, remember that it's okay to embrace this quieter time in the garden. Not every month needs to be a flurry of activity. Use this time to simply enjoy your outdoor space. Take a walk, observe the subtle changes, appreciate the structure of your deciduous trees without their leaves. November in the garden is like a deep breath before the plunge into winter. It's a time for reflection, preparation, and yes, a little bit of procrastination. It's too cold to mulch today, right? So grab your favorite flannel, a warm drink, and spend some quality time in your November garden. Who knows? You might just find it's your new favorite time of year. Remember, gardening is part science, part art, and part standing in your yard talking to plants. Embrace all parts, and you'll do just fine. Happy November gardening, folks!